online, smartphone, DSTV channel 856, and on 92.7 and 106 FM.
This is 702.
It's 7:38, and on a Saturday morning, what do we do after we've heard gotten our sports update from Nick Archibald? Of course, we talk all things food related with Anna Trepido. Big shout out to TP Matonsi out in Pretoria enjoying the show, and thank you for your messages and your calls thus far. Keep them coming through, and we want to hear from you. So those lines are always open. We're talking to chef, anthropologist, writer, Anna Trepido, who brings us all the good stuff when it comes to food. And today we're looking at the culinary table at the Culinary Equipment Company. Good morning, Anna. Hope you're well.
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Talk to me about the culinary table at the Culinary Equipment Company.
Well, you know, I think the thing is, in, you know, listening this morning to your callers, is we're all sick of being stuck at home. You know, that cabin fever has seriously set in.
It's real.
And we are now, you know, just desperate to go out. And, you know, the thing about that is that, you know, we need to try and do it sensibly.
We must. We absolutely must, yeah.
Yeah, that we... If you're wanting to eat out, you really don't want to be in spaces with recycled air. You don't want to be in like little cramped, low-ceilinged places with the tables too close together.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the Culinary Equipment Company is fabulous in that it's always been very spacious. You know, that it's literally in the back of a warehouse, so there's always been lots of space. And I was there on Thursday, and they've taken out about a third of their tables, so they were already widely spaced. You could already have a very kind of private, elegant time there. But now, you know, they've got even fewer tables. They've got these super high ceilings. There's very minimalist decor. So you just, there's nothing fiddly for germs to stick to, you know? And they have this lovely veranda. So there's a whole lot of outside seating. And on a day like today where it actually looks beautiful, but it's a bit chilly, a veranda provides just enough sort of shelter for that whole thing to... I think it's the perfect kind of COVID-19 cabin fever first trip out into the real world.
Nice pressure valve. And speaking of first trips out into the real world, it's out in Lanseria on Pelindaba Road. Just talk to me about what, you know, the scenery and what that looks like, because I'm just imagining open spaces and just seeing this beautiful landscape out there.
Well, look, I mean, it's all the things you've been describing from the Henops hikes, you know, it's essentially that same part of the world. Most of the time, the Culinary Equipment Company and the Culinary Table in particular, that it's a fantastic restaurant once you're inside, and the view is nice. You get these sort of Magaliesberg views, but actually it's right next to Lanseria Airport, and it's quite close to the main road, and all of these things that aren't wonderful. But the point is that at the moment there's almost no aeroplanes, there's, you know, almost no traffic, that It does feel like a lovely trip into the country. And you do just sort of get that sense of, you know, big wide open spaces and the beauty that is, you know, the Magaliesberg.
Sure.
So I think that usually its location is not a great selling point.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's what's inside. But right now it's fantastic in every possible way. That most of all, what I'm saying is that the Culinary Table has always been great in a range of ways, and those ways are very COVID-friendly.
Fantastic.
You know, that it's very spacious, and the food inside, which is really what we should be talking about, is just, it's always delicious.
Well,
that it's high skill, relaxed, understated yet elegant, farm to fork, free-range ingredients, organic ingredients. They've always worked with all the local farms in that Mulderstrift cradle of humankind region. So it's a good way of supporting local farmers and having a delicious time. And, you know, my meal could not have been more kind of classy and comforting. And I think on a day like today, it would be perfect. You know, I had coq au vin, you know, beautiful, proper chicken, you know, a chicken that has had a decent life, so it's got a decent taste and texture, that with little pearl onions and new potatoes and really good bits of bacon made from a pig that had had a decent life and wasn't packed full of hormones.
Mm-hmm.
And so big, this portion, that I took half of it home. But my husband had a very nice beef curry.
Mm-hmm.
That my son had a steak salad with a whole lot of marinated artichokes and beans that, again, came from their garden.
Oh, that's lovely.
They've got this beautiful garden in front of the restaurant.
And I hear there's some sourdough involved.
Oh, you know, I know everybody's been trying to make sourdough, but actually, you know, it's one of those things that, like, it takes, you know, probably generations to get good at, but certainly years to get good at. And okay, everyone's tasted their own efforts at sourdough. Now go to the culinary table and taste like somebody who seriously knows how to do
taste
it.
Taste how it should be done.
taste how it should be done. I took some of that home. They've got a lovely kind of deli and bakery section. So, you know, you can, once you've had your lovely lunch, you can go and potter around and buy some cheese and some good bread. And again, more of these sort of organic vegetables from the local Mulderstrift farms, and great stuff. And they do,
you guys have dessert as well,
if you
right?
are anxious. Say that again, sorry?
Carry on. You say they do takeaway as well?
Oh, you know, if you're just feeling a bit nervy, or you want to do it twice and you don't feel like getting in the car twice,
sure,
they will do takeaways. So if you're anxious about sitting down, have the same food, have the coq au vin, but, you know, have a dinner takeaway container at home. If you live in that area, if you're in one of those estates around Lanseria, they will deliver for free.
Okay.
Everybody else needs to get in their car and go and collect. They've got the best possible zero alcohol wines, craft beers, gins, etc. I'm not a huge fan. I've yet to taste a zero alcohol
that works for you.
A zero alcohol wine that's worth the effort.
Yeah.
So I stuck to, they make a very nice homemade lemonade, and I had that instead. But, you know, if you just sort of feel you can't have a beef stew without a red wine, they do a zero alcohol red wine, and they are the best of a bad bunch in terms of the alcohol, you know.
So I like the
non-alcoholic alcohol.
Yeah, exactly. I like the price points as well. 180 for that beef curry, the 110 as well. But you know, I'm just looking at the clock and the time, and I just want to push you to tell me why you claim that the coffee is almost the best in Gauteng, before we talk about celebrating good fortune, but remembering those who are less fortunate, and talk about the work that's been done by chefs with compassion.
Look, they make a damn fine espresso at the culinary equipment company, at the culinary table. They sell beautiful coffee making equipment, and, you know, that they are using the best of their sort of whiz bang coffee.
Mm.
So my espresso, for the perfect, perfect crema. And I like a kind of, you know, I know that it's quite fashionable to have a sort of bitter espresso, and I don't terribly like those. I like the more chocolatey ones.
Absolutely.
Which I suppose is again why I'm saying that I like that they are second only to the inner city Ethiopians, because that sort of more chocolatey type of espresso is what Ethiopians do as well, is that that's a kind of core kind of taste component of Ethiopian coffee. But no, very skilled and fantastic service in every way. So, you know, the barista at the culinary table really knows his stuff. The equipment is perfect. The waiters are just lovely.
That's lovely. That's lovely. And of course, don't forget to leave a huge tip when you head on over, because, you know, after months of no income, everybody needs a leg up for sure. Now, Chefs with Compassion is doing some really amazing stuff. Let's talk about that, Anna.
Okay, so, you know, if you are thinking, I want to celebrate my good fortune, but I'm aware that I am in this context where so many people are less fortunate than me, that Chefs with Compassion are, you know, they are still providing all the things they've been doing since March, you know, good quality, hot food to hungry people all over Gauteng that you can donate. It's very simple to donate. You know, that's one of the reasons they are so great, is that if you just go to their website, so they are www.chefswithcompassion.org.za, and you can donate either Zapper or EFT, and you know, it's all very well set up for that to happen.
All right. And then, the Opportunities Job Creation Center in Roodepoort are feeding homeless and vulnerable families. How can we help there?
Well, you know, they've got an almost heartbreakingly kind of simple request. That the person to contact, her name is Storm. Mm-hmm. She can be contacted on 074-799-3954. Mm-hmm. And they are an organization, they have always had a feeding scheme. But right now they can't feed inside their building, so they're having to feed at the gate. Because the restrictions mean that they're not allowed to. They're having to feed at the gates of the building. So they need to be able to give people their food to take away. So they are asking for old ice cream tubs, margarine containers, you know, just things that you can put a sort of soup, hearty stew, etc. into, and people can take it home.
Yeah.
So anyone who has old containers, they will come and collect from you. You don't even have to. They're in Roodepoort, but you don't even have to get it there.
Oh.
And I know that they are saying that all they want is ice cream tubs, mm-hmm. but actually they do a fantastic job. And if anybody's got any extra money and they want to donate, you know, that they will, you know, use it to feed the hungry in the most committed and fabulous way.
And I guess the idea is that those that use the services or access the services of the feeding scheme. We'll come back with those containers and those tubs. But yeah, as you said, such a modest request that they're putting out there.
Look, the point is that, you know, they say they started with about 50 people, that it has just grown exponentially, that they cannot keep up with the number of people who are coming as first timers.
Sure.
You know, that this is just an increasing hunger problem. And so anybody who has, and I know we all have that sort of, you know, cupboard under the sink that is just full of old containers that it seems bad to throw away, but you don't actually have any use for. This is a fantastic use for them. Storm can be contacted on 074-799-3954. And they are not only feeding, but they, you know, they are in the business of skills training and job creation. So when this is all over, they want to leave people more able to be resilient next time.
Fantastic. Anna Trepido, thank you so much for that lovely review and, of course, bringing that those causes to our attention. Chefs with Compassion, as well as the Opportunities Job Creation Center. And that center is asking you for your old margarine or ice cream tubs. It is that simple. Of course, you are free to do much more.